Stanley Martin Lieber, writer, ever took his dreams stifled by a boss of prohibition. Then, one night, he's seized by all-consuming originality. Forsaking job security, he vents his creative spirit and revolutionizes an industry to become Stan Lee, the Comics Man.
You go to parties, and somebody would walk over to me and say, "What do you do?" And I tried not to say, and I would say to them, "Oh, I'm a writer," and I'd walk away. The person would follow me. "Well, what do you write?" I liked his peers who devoured comics. Young Stan preferred books, the classics of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Mark Twain. And I'd say, "Oh, stories for young people. Walk away further. Follow me. What kind of stories? Magazine stories. Well, what magazine?" At some point, I had to say comic books. And the person who had been interrogating me would, "Oh, I see," turn around and leave me, you know?
From 1941 on, Stan Lee and the history of comic books are one and the same.
The modus operandi of Marvel Comics or Timely Comics or Atlas Comics was find out what other people have got to selling and strip mine the market.
Not taking comics seriously, this capricious decision would soon change an entire industry. It gave me freedom.